This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 164. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I'd like to spend some time, once a week at a minimum, talking with you about some element of life, the universe, and everything. And I'm just going to start off by saying I'm a day late with the show because my schedule yesterday was incredibly full. It was supposed to start at 8, but wound up starting at 7:30. And I'll just simply say I didn't finish till 6, and there was not a break at any point in the day. It was a full day. So I'm here today, Tuesday instead of Monday, because I want to keep up with the rhythm of a weekly show. And I was talking with a few of my friends who were each going through problems. Professional problems, personal problems. They're struggling with things. And they reach out to me for support pretty often. What I find my role is to kind of be the friend and ally who helps guide them through some of the difficult times in life. Have you ever been that person for someone? I'm sure you have. I don't care if you were a child and did it for a good friend or now as an adult. You were there for someone. And the role that you serve, the role that I serve, is the mentor who sees more in that other person than they may see in themselves at that moment. I just want to remind you of how important it is for you, for me, to have that person who is available to us, just as you're available to others. I must tell you, there's a quality that exists in many people where they resent the success of others, feel frustrated by it because it wasn't them. It's like not being called on by the teacher, not being recognized, not being seen, being passed over. There's even a TV commercial about it. I know there's gender bias inferred in the commercial, so I'm not going down that road. I'll just simply say it's hard for many of us to be happy for others and their successes. What is it about us? What is it about me or you that causes us to be unhappy instead of cheering for other people and their success? They show us a way that we can be and get the results that we want. And I want to be clear, I'm not just talking professionally, I'm talking personally. You know, the classic example of envy in the United States was the person who got the new car. Ooh, we have to keep up with the Joneses because they've got a new car. We have to keep up with them because they just bought a fill-in-the-blank. What is it about us that just can't be happy for other people and their successes? Man, if we can adjust our stinking thinking and be happy for other people instead of envious and resentful, we ourselves will be so much more happy than we are now. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you can get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show contains bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, visit nobscoachingadvice.com. You can schedule time for a free discovery call or go right into coaching. I'd love to help you. And if you're interested but not quite sure where to start, take the online assessment available at thebiggamehunter.us/success. It will give you a few ideas and it can be a launch point for our work together. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day and take care.